20 years ago, I laid down women's conferences in our ministry. I'm not saying I don't go to Pastor Desiree's or Pastor Virginia's or Pastor Kendra's. I'm not saying I don't go to Pastor Lori's or Pastor Laura. And I've been ministering to women's for a long, long time, 20 years. But we didn't do one of our own for 20. And I laid it down because God asked me to. And it was hard. You know, when you get in a routine of doing something for the Lord and you think you're going to do it forever, and yet he says for everything there is a season. And what he said to me was, he said, if you will lay it down and give it to me, give it like seed. Don't just stop doing it. Give it like seed. And he said, if you'll give it to me, listen to what he said, I'll give it back to you at a higher level. That was 20 years ago. Last summer, my precious husband just walked in one morning when I was in my prayer chair and he was in his office praying. He walked in and he said, it's time. It's time. I was almost afraid to ask, what? What does that mean, it's time? And he said, it's time for you to do women's conferences again because you know more. You've lived longer, and you have greater victory. And he said, there's an impartation that's coming that women are going to have. And he said, and you know how to bring it to the women. And I said, Father, only you know. And I call my friends. I call Desiree in Virginia. I call Kendra. I call my daughter, Stephanie. And I said, will you help me? And they all said yes. And then back in the beginning of the year, God spoke to me about mentoring. And he gave me a group called Women of Worth. How many Women of Worth ladies are in the house? All my Women of Worth ladies. God gave me these women to mentor and to raise up because this is what he shared with me. He said, you reach your own generation, but you train the next. And if you just reach your own generation, but you don't train the next, what have you done? Because when you leave the earth, what you've done is left with you. That's not good enough for me. I haven't worked this hard, spent this much of my life, 60 years, just giving everything that I have for the Lord to leave the earth and nothing be left. I want the impartation left in every one of you. So it comes with rising, ladies, and every one of us have risen. Every one of us have risen above so many different things, and yet not even all the way yet. There's still more, so much more. And I used to think that by the time I got to 60, I would have arrived. But I'm realizing at 60 that I don't know anything. I know less now than I thought I knew at 25. But I think the beauty of that is that you understand that there's nothing without the reliance of the Holy Spirit. You have to rely on the Holy Spirit. And so I make no apologies. On the Rise brochure, it said a Spirit-filled ladies' conference. Spirit-filled. For I don't do anything without the Spirit of God. I don't even bother trying to do anything without the Spirit of God. And the older I am, the more I realize that I can't do anything without the Spirit of God. And so he says to those who are led by the Spirit are called the sons and daughters of God. And so I don't want to not be called a daughter of God. So I'm going to live my life led by the Spirit. And I don't know about you, but I believe you want that too. I believe you want that too, or you wouldn't be here. Demonic powers at work in this nation are about to be exposed. God's using women to turn the course of history. This nation's been upside down for 50 years. 50 years upside down. God's going to turn us right back up. God showed me something. Harry and I were in New York City a few months ago, back from Mother's Day, actually. And Pastor Mary Hernquist, we were sitting across the table, and she was sharing with me and Harry. And she'd been in this meeting where she'd heard this lady speak, and she was getting her Mother's Day message because we were going to preach in their church, and then she was going to go preach at another church. And so we were just sitting and talking about what God was doing and what we'd heard from the Spirit. And Mary began to share what she'd heard this woman talk about it the weekend before. And she started talking about this thing that shocked me. I was surprised by what she was saying, and yet my spirit man registered. You know when your ears hear things and your mind sees things and you almost reject it, but the Spirit of God will quicken something in you. You know it's God. You know it's God even though your mind doesn't want to receive it. You know what I'm talking about? But your spirit man goes, yes, listen, pay attention. And I'm not talking about getting stuff off of Facebook. I'm not talking about that. I'm not talking about hearing all your news, you know, from stuff people posting. So you got to do your homework. You got to do your research. You got to make sure it's true. You got to make sure it's lining up and not just somebody posting something. You got to pay attention to what God is doing and get your facts. And so when she first started talking, I was shocked and appalled by what she was saying. But then I thought, let me just check it all out. Let me just check it. And what I'm about to talk to you girls about, it's something I've never shared. But God's put it in my spirit because I know what He's called us to do. I know what He's called us to do. I know what He's called us to do. Before this weekend's over, I'm going to teach you how to war in the Spirit and how to win. You have won already through Jesus Christ. And the power of the Holy Spirit's within you to keep you in a position to having stayed in a position of winning. Not always having to fight. You don't have to fight the devil. He was defeated 2,000 years ago. Don't be looking for a devil under every rock. Jesus took care of that. But you do have to war. But much of your war is just fighting the good fight of faith. Much of it is walking in the Word, understanding who you are, not just hearing hearsay about things, but knowing what is the Spirit of God saying to you. What is the Word of God saying to you, women? He's talking to you. He wants your family to be changed, your community to be changed, your state, your city, your nation to be changed, but it starts with you. When Pastor Mary started sharing, at first Harry said to me, he said, now don't you go half-cocked on this. He said, don't you go crazy. Because he knows me. So I really stepped back and I prayed it through and I asked the Lord to show me what He wanted. Because we can, we're girls, we get all stirred up, we get all excited about things and sometimes we don't see it all the way through. And miss it, and then have to go back and fix it. But if you listen to the Holy Ghost, you don't get it off. You could turn what was upside down, right side up. As I listened to Mary, she was talking about an organization that was launched 50 years ago in America. And it was the group called the NOW Organization, the National Organization of Women. I was, I was a young girl. I was Miss America on the road. And so I thought it was a good organization. I had no idea. And as I was listening to what Pastor Mary was saying, I heard the Spirit of God say this to me. He said, reverse it. And I stepped back. I was like, reverse what? What are you asking me to reverse? What? Reverse what? And all of a sudden, I closed my eyes, and in the Spirit, I saw N-O-W. And it was standing in the air, lined up to a mirror. And when it was lined up to a mirror, I saw W-O-N. God said, reverse it. Reverse it. We've won, ladies. We've won. We've won. We've won. We don't need laws. to prove we're free. We don't need laws to prove that we've won. We've won through Jesus Christ. I prayed and I fasted and I sought the Lord like no other time in the history of my life, because I didn't understand. And the Father said to me, raise up an army of women. And then I went back, because that's not exactly what he said. He said, raise up my army of women. And he said, raise up my army of righteous women to make righteous revolution for this nation. And he said, start with Gideon's army. And he said it to me repeatedly, over and over and over again. Start with Gideon's army. I went back and I studied. Gideon started with 32,000, got him down to 10,000. God said, you still got too many. He got him down to 300. And you know what they did? The way he figured out the 300 was they all drank water the same way. That doesn't sound very spiritual, does it? But that's how he divided. He got 300 men that drank water the same way. They didn't get down like this and laugh like this. They didn't do that. They stayed up like this, paying attention, and they pulled the water up to them. And God said, I'll take that 300. I don't need 32,000. I don't need 10,000. I need 300 that'll do it the same way. I need 300 in unity. I need 300 that'll listen. I need 300 paying attention. I need 300 that's more interested in what's going on around them than they are in taking care of their flesh. I asked God for 300. Here you are. Let's get started. Unity. May I share with you what's on my heart and ultimately what I believe the Lord is mobilizing women of the nation. That's the new hashtag. Hashtag women of the nation. Took me, that's for you, baby, that's a pound sign. The number sign, women of the nation. Once we get this right, ladies, in the spirit, everything's going to change. Everything's going to change. Are you tired of the same old thing? Are you tired? And you know, it's funny, the thread that God put between Stephanie and Virginia and Kendra and Desiree, and even what Judy was saying, it's like this thread of the Spirit of God. They were like saying parts of everything God had already told me. And one of the things that the Lord told me is he said, women have a tendency to come because we're so emotionally driven, and we're like a car with a flat tire on the side of the road. If all you ever do is jack the car up and jack the car back down, jack the car up, jack the car back down, jack the car up, jack the car back down, you don't ever get anywhere. You just get jacked up, jacked back down, jacked up, jacked back down, jacked up, jacked back down. Right? If you want to go down the road, you're going to have to be changed. Changed. It takes effort. Get your hands dirty. You got to work to get it off, because the change doesn't happen automatically. The tire doesn't just fall off. You have to work. Sometimes you have to put a lot of pressure behind it. But if you're changed, you can keep moving. And I don't know about you, but I'm tired of seeing my sisters stuck in their lives. Stuck because of abortion. Stuck because of shame. Stuck because of divorce. Stuck because of abuse. Stuck because of broken places that God longs to heal. God longs to deliver and set you free. I know, because I was sexually abused for 10 years of my life, and I don't look like it, talk like it, walk like it, smell like it. It ain't on me. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, the devil's coming, but he hadn't got anything on me. I love to say that. Devil, you can come all you want to. You can't kill me, and you ain't got nothing on me. He can't kill me. If he could, I'd be dead by now. He can't kill me. That's a great place to be. When you figure out that the devil can't kill you, why, you know what God said to Job. You know what God said to Satan about Job. He said, do to him what you want to, but don't kill him. I tell you, some of you and some of me, we've been there. He's done what he wanted to, but he couldn't kill us. We're still here. We're victorious. I want you to open your Bibles to 2 Timothy. To reverse now is call one. I keep hearing and seeing you've won. Say it, I've won. Say it, I've won. Say it, I've won. This RISE conference will change the course of history for this nation and for you. The devil played women from the beginning with lies and deception. Eve in the Garden of Eden, she was played and she was deceived. Through her deception, mankind lost right as the head and full authority over this earth. He tricked her, and she used her God-given influence to influence Adam, and Satan got the title Prince or God of this world. 2 Timothy 3:6. Now, if you start at verse 1, it starts talking about in the last days, and it starts listing all the things that's happening in the last days. So it's talking about right now. It gets down to verse 6, and it's talking about us or females in general. For of this sort are those who creep into households and make captives of gullible women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. Always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's the rest of that verse. Always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Now, the truth is, it calls them gullible women. But he didn't say they're uneducated because they're always learning. Smart women, educated women. But they don't have any revelation. They don't have the Spirit of God. So you can't come to the truth if you don't have revelation. The word truth in Hebrew is the first, the middle, and the last letter of the alphabet. You got to know the beginning. You got to know the end. That's Jesus, Alpha and Omega. And you got to know the middle. And you know what that middle letter is? It's water. You know what the water is? It's the water of the Word. You got to know Jesus. You got to know His Word. And do you realize that the word mother is tied into the word truth? Women who are always learning but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Deceived. Deceived. I don't know about you, but I will not be deceived. I will not be gullible. I have the Spirit of God in me. He is wisdom. We have the wisdom of God in us. We house the Spirit of God in us. Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost? The wisdom of God is in operation in you. You are not gullible. You are not weak. You're not deceived. We're not these women in 2 Timothy. That's not us. Say, that's not me. We're neither weak, we're neither silly-minded, we're not gullible, but we are strong and powerful. Our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty. Mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. God's women are going to do it. We must unite. We must mobilize. We must strategize. We must do some good for the kingdom of God and not be so separated, so divided, so messed up with our own little tiny agendas everywhere that we can't finish the course of history for the kingdom of God. God's calling us to unite, to be His weapons. Women didn't use the devil to launch an attack on America through now. The devil used women. That is not acceptable. God created us. He made us in His own image. He empowered us with His own person. The devil ain't playing me. And I don't want you to let him play you either. Romans 6, verse 13. Do not yield your instruments to wickedness, to unrighteousness. Don't present your members, your instrument of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your member as an instrument of righteousness to God. Righteous revolution. I have a horrible truth revealed of what was behind the Now movement. And with it came an unleashing of demonic power on this nation through deceived women. The Lord's revealed all this plus a lack of spiritual warfare teaching in this whole generation. I've been so heartbroken out here in California. We've been out here for 15 years, baby. And I tell you what breaks my heart. Yep. You know what breaks my heart? Breaks my heart that this generation doesn't know anybody. You say Oral Roberts, they say who? Billy Graham. John G. Lakes. Smith Wigglesworth. Maria Woodworth Etter. Kenneth Copeland. Kenneth Hagin. T.L. Osborne. Daisy Osborne. I mean, let's just talk about the women. Marilyn Hickey. Joyce Meyer. They don't know them. It's not their fault. We didn't teach them. We didn't teach them. Nobody's sharing. Nobody's saying you need to be reading. Do you realize that it's not worth it to reach your generation if you don't train the next one? We got to train the next one. We got to help them know what they need to know. We got to teach them that their weapons are not carnal, but spiritual and mighty to the pulling down of strongholds. God's women, we got to rise and we got to take our place. It's not just about rising up and going back down, rising up and going back down, rising up and going back down. Jacked up, jacked up. It's about being changed and take your place. If we don't take our place, we'll never be able to change the future. This is what was reported that was being spoken like a mantra, like a liturgy, we would call it responsive reading in the Methodist Church. This is what they were chanting in the Now meetings in the 60s. And it wasn't just a chant. It was a prophecy. They were using their sound. And this is what they said. Why are we here today? To make revolution. What kind of revolution? The cultural revolution. And how do we make cultural revolution? By destroying the American family. How do we destroy the American family? By destroying the American patriarch. How do we destroy the American patriarch? By taking away his power. How do we do that? By destroying monogamy. How do we do that? By promoting promiscuity, eroticism, prostitution, and homosexuality. Sickening, isn't it? Said over and over and over again. And trust me, I went back and read. And if you will just trust me, you don't need to go back and read not even one page of a book called Sexual Politics, which is part of what started all of this, because it is so vile and so against women, even though the devil was deceiving these women and making them think they were doing something great for women, and they were destroying our future. I don't know about you, but I don't need these deceived, ungodly women lobbying for me in Washington. Who's gonna lobby for us? We are. Who's gonna stand in the gap for us in the throne room of God? We are. Who's gonna change the course of history? We are. It penetrated every female walk of life, which was their mission statement. And I quote, "It was clear they desired nothing less than the utter destruction of Western society and wanted a fully functioning socialist government. The upshot was that the only way to do this was to invade every American institution. Everyone must be permeated with the revolution. The media, the educational system, the universities, the high schools, the K-12, the school boards, the judiciary, legislative, executive branch, and even the library system." Now I know my last day's purpose. I know why I'm still here. This is stopping today. God is raising up an army of women in a righteous revolution that's not cowardly, that's not afraid, that has a voice and will use it for the kingdom and the glory of God. Through Jesus Christ, we've already won. And from this tidal wave of revival that's about to start, it'll be birthed through women of the nation. It's going to take a group of women with a mission to reverse the curse. This nation is worth it. 38 years ago, I became Miss America for this moment. So I could stand in the gap with the title for the nation. It might not mean much now, but when I was Miss America 38 years ago, it meant a lot. It had clout and power with it. But what God gave me was His power and His authority and His word. And with that, we can all change our nation together. I'm going to ask you, will you stand with me knowing that we've already won this? Will you reverse the curse and know that you have won? Because until you personally know you've won, you cannot change your family. Until you personally know you've won, you cannot change your community. Until you personally know you've won, you cannot change your society. Until you personally know you've won, you'll never affect one person at work, one person in your neighborhood. Until you personally understand that you have been created and have already been empowered with the ability to walk as a winner in the kingdom of God, until you understand that, you'll never do anything. Will you reverse the curse with me? Let's confess it together. You're getting a little card in your hand. I'm asking you, do you want to be a charter member of one, women of the nation? If you want to, you fill out the card, you can turn it in later. But right now, I want you to stand to your feet and I want you to say with me the words to reverse the curse. It's going to come up on your screen. Why are we here today? Are you ready? Go. To make revolution. What kind of revolution? A righteous revolution. How do we do that? by restoring the American family. How do we restore the American family? By restoring God as Father of this nation. How do we restore Father God in America? By taking back our authority in the name of Jesus and exercising our Holy Spirit power. How do we take back our authority and our power? By using the name of Jesus and operating in our Holy Spirit power. How do we do that? By restoring righteousness. How do we restore righteousness? By worshiping our Father God in spirit and truth and filling ourselves up with the Holy Spirit and God's Word. How do we do that? By promoting righteousness, holiness, purity, and the supernatural miracle working power of God in our individual lives. Hallelujah! Take your place, ladies. Take your place. Take your place. You've won. You've won. You have a voice. You have a voice of righteousness. You have influence and power given to you by God Almighty. We can change the nation for the glory of God. One nation under 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 God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can be seated. I know. Pastor said I got her all fired up now. In January of this year, on January the 22nd, Harry and I were in a church in San Bernardino, the Way World Outreach Center. And we were in the second service in worship. And the Spirit of God reached down and I saw God's hands pull back the curtain. And I saw America. And I was being caught up. I was rising. And as I got up high enough, I could see down below. And that's why God wants you to come up higher. Because if you stay down low, all you can see is what you're living in. All your circumstances and your situations. But if you'll rise up, you can see from up here. And you can see the end from the beginning. You can see from where you've been to where you're going. I was rising up. And as I got high enough, I saw America. And I saw both coasts. And I saw the Pacific and the Atlantic Ocean. And I saw Canada. And I saw Mexico. And I saw the Gulf. And as I looked at America, it was red. All of it was red. And I don't mean Republican red. I mean on fire red. The whole nation was on fire with the glory of God. And all of a sudden, out of the West Coast came this most massive tidal wave. It was so big, it was bigger than the United States. And at the same moment, one came up out of the East Coast, and it was almost equally as big as the one on the West Coast. And the moment I saw them, I realized it was water, but there was thousands upon thousands of people in the water. And the moment I realized it was people, I recognized down below the people were like devastated and afraid and scared. In the middle, they were a little more bewildered, but not so devastated. And then up on the top, they were having the most fun and riding the waves. And I was like, what is the difference? All of a sudden, I realized what I'm looking at. And the Spirit of God releases both of these waves, these tidal waves. And they hit America, West Coast and East Coast at the same time. And I said to the Lord, what is this? And they come riding all the way to the middle, about the middle of the United States. They hit, and the waves go back like this, and the water stays. It doesn't dissipate. It stays. I said, Father, what is this? And he said, this is my righteous revival. It's here. He said, it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, it's here. It's here. It's here. together. A righteous revival revolution. It's not just another revival. It's a revival of righteousness, holiness, purity. This is what God has proclaimed for America.